And here's another really weird question. Is Governor Palin in the audience?
That's State Senator Dennis Egan at Saturday morning's commemorative raising of the 49-star U.S. flag.
The press release said in her resignation announcement yesterday that she was going to be in Juneau attending 4th of July festivities. Evidently, she hasn't arrived yet.
The thing is, Palin had arrived. She and her family were seen entering the governor's mansion on Friday. But as Senator Egan soon found out, Palin was not in the audience that morning.
So here we are at the Juneau 4th of July Parade 2009, waiting to see if Sarah Palin will be here. She was supposed to be part of the parade this year after yesterday's announcement. We're not entirely sure what's going to happen. She was supposed to come to a commemorative flag raising this morning and did not make an appearance. So the big question on everyone's mind is, will she be here, and why is she resigning?
Turns out that first question, will she be here?
The parade's been going on for nearly an hour now, and still no sign of Governor, I can still say that, right? Governor Palin.
Was answered easily enough.
So the 2009 Juneau 4th of July parade coming to an end, and no appearance by Sarah Palin.
The no-show led one parade goer to wonder,
where is she? Why is she hiding? What is she hiding?
The young woman happened to be carrying a hand-painted sign which read, did you hear about Sarah Palin?
I think that it's really important to stick it out and to prove that you can do something like be the governor for 4 years before you make an attempt to run at a higher political office. So she's going to run in 2012. There's no way that I'm voting for her because she couldn't even make it to the end of her first term as governor.
So that's your prediction. You think she's doing this because she wants to groom herself to run for president?
Yes, I do think that's what she's doing this for, and I don't think it's going to work.
Other members of the crowd?
1, 2, 3.
Quitter!
Agreed that Palin was backing out too soon.
That was quitter, for those of you who didn't quite get that.
But some people were more supportive of the governor.
I thought she was a good governor, and I'm sorry to see her go. I'm really hoping she'll change her mind and stick out her term.
Others even expressed approval of her decision to leave office on July 26th.
The gal has a right to do what she feels is right for her family and for the state, and I think that if it was really for personal reasons and to work behind the scenes, I think that that's her right to do that.
But if there was one thing everyone could agree on, it was that Palin's announcement was a huge surprise.
Shock and awe.
More shock or more awe?
More shock. More shock. Less awe.
But back at Saturday's flag raising, veteran Alaska journalist Larry Persily, who used to work at the Alaska State Office in Washington, D.C., said that at this point, no one should be shocked by Palin anymore.
She's proving once again she's unpredictable. You know, you can't apply conventional political wisdom to Governor Palin because she doesn't operate that way. She just makes her decision in her own process, and it's really hard to figure out.
Though chances are good that Alaskans and the rest of the country will try to do just that until Palin announces what's next. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.